Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie, and this is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went. Welcome to our first mini-sode.
Woohoo! I'm Allie.
I'm Bree, and this is Off Script.
Yes. Normally we compare books and movies, but today...
it's a little get to know us.
Yeah, we decided, you know, we want you to hear our voices more.
Hope you like it.
But no, we feel bad because we record months in advance. We can never interact with you guys.
And so, this would be the perfect podcast to interact with people.
Right.
Over.
Yeah, so we decided, you know what, we'll record week in advance, and so you guys can chat with us.
Yeah, so chat with us. If you have any notes yourself over what we just compared, let us know. Or that might get put in the recap pod, depending on... how well we do.
Yes, exactly. But also, it's just like, hey, get to know your hosts. And yeah, these are going to be short. They're mini-sodes, so it's like half hour is our goal. So
yeah,
it's not like you're going to have two-hour podcasts to listen to every week.
Goodness gracious, that would be too long.
Yes. So we got some questions from a listener.
Yeah, Alyssa, what up, girl?
Yeah.
Thank you.
So we're going to go over some of these questions with you, and hopefully you guys can get to know us more.
Yeah. All right?
Yeah. Let's do it. What's our first question, Bree?
How did we meet?
Man, what a story that was.
First off, I moved from North Tacoma to Northeast Tacoma in sixth grade. I was very upset. I did not want to leave Steph and Katie behind. They were my girls. And one of our other friends, Jenna, had already left. She moved to Texas. And so it felt like I was really breaking up our group. And I was not excited to move out here. But I also was excited because then I got to be in school with one of my crushes. So I was excited about that. And then I met two girls in biology. I think it was biology.
We don't do biology in sixth grade, do we?
Oh, I don't. It was science.
Some science class.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe we do. I don't know.
I don't know. I just remember Kayla fooling me with the hair scrunchie. That was her hair for April Fool's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Our first hangout, I invited Allie over for a Halloween party. And of course, no one else came. So it was just me and Allie.
For our first ever time hanging out, like,
yeah,
so awkward. So we're just sitting there like, da-da-da-da-da.
And my mom took us to a pumpkin patch. And I really wanted to do a corn maze because I freaking love corn mazes. And it was such a breeze to go through the regular way that we were like, that took like 10 minutes. We could totally do this backwards.
And your mom was off, like, just looking for pumpkins or doing something, right?
No, she had done the corn maze with us and didn't want to go back.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So she
was like, we'll go and wait for you at the entrance.
That's right.
Because it just took us 10 minutes, so it should take you, in theory, 10 minutes to get back.
Yep. It did not. We got so lost.
Like, so lost, we couldn't even find the way out that we had already found.
Yes, it was so bad. And so this was before we had... Did you have a cell phone? It was before cell phones.
No, way before cell phones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we just hear your mom screaming and yelling for us outside the corn maze. And we're like,
we're trying to get to you.
We're trying. This is my first time ever meeting Bree's mom. And I am like, a parent pleaser. I'm the good kid. And so we finally get out, and on the way home, we're just getting yelled at. And as a parent now, I understand. I mean, you take your daughter and someone else's kid
for the first time
to a corn maze and you lose them. She's like having a heart attack, and I'm over here like freaking out because I'm getting yelled at, and I'm like, oh my gosh,
don't yell at me.
What did I just walk into? And then we go back, and was it a sleepover or was it just a hangout?
No,
I can't remember.
It was just a hangout.
Yeah, but after that,
yeah,
we had like that inside joke.
Yep. And still to this damn day.
Apparently 18 years later.
Way long.
And so,
like, to the point I made a joke when we just did a corn maze together.
Yes, we still joke about it.
Yeah.
And then we just like hung out, and yeah, that was sixth grade.
Yeah, became close.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it goes from there.
Yeah. And now here we are on the podcast.
Who would have thunk it?
Huh? All right. Alyssa loves the idea of the pod. How did we come up with the idea?
So we had a falling out. Like life went on. We chose to do, you know, different things. I got married. Bree went off to college. Just life went on. So we had a falling out. We just didn't really talk anymore. And so then we finally
reconnected.
But it was like,
this was not the first time we tried.
No.
We had done it a few times in between.
But we were in such different parts of our lives that it was, like, almost awkward.
Yeah.
And but we decided to try again. And Bree's like, we had been talking for a while now. And then she's like, hey, I want to go to Westport. Do you want to come with me? And I was like, oh, that could be fun. Like a little vacation for a day or two. Yeah. She booked a 4-day
trip. I told you the dates.
Oh, I guess I wasn't looking at the dates. So in my head, I'm like, oh my gosh, her and I barely have talked anymore. And now I'm going to be in a little cabin with her and my two crazy kids for 4 days. This is going to not work out well. But no, it was actually super fun. It was it was like our kickoff to back to being
best friends.
Yes.
Yeah.
But before that, we would go on walks all the time around the neighborhood. And we had both shared about how, you know, we've always wanted to do a podcast. So I do like vlogging. So I'm already used to just like talking all the time to like my camera.
Yeah.
And you had tried
with a friend
to do a podcast.
So I edit for Lady Preacher podcast, and I love doing that, and I want to build up more of my repertoire so that I can get into more editing gigs. And so me and a friend were going to do a podcast where we played scary video games and just chit-chatted, but conflicting views on things, it didn't work out as we had hoped and anticipated. And so I kind of wanted more experience and more things like that, and I shared that with Allie and on one of the walks,
and I was just like, oh my gosh, that would be so fun, I'd love to do a podcast.
Yeah.
And so then we were like, well, let's do it. So then on our way to Westport, it's a 2-hour drive,
yeah,
we were just chatting, and we're like, okay, but what is the podcast going to be about? And at first, we're like, well, maybe we just talk about anything and everything. Hey, look at us right now.
We're talking about anything and
look
everything.
At that. And
but we were like, who wants to listen?
Right. Like, it's different if you're, like, famous and doing that, but we are not.
No.
And so
let's just shoot the shit.
So then we were like, okay, well, why don't we do, like, every month we'll do something different until we figure out what we want.
Yeah.
And then we'll stick with it. And so you had thrown out a couple ideas, and you had thrown out one of the months we could do books versus movies.
Because I'm a bookworm. And I've liked the idea of comparing books versus their movies.
And that clicked with me because that's what I did with my students.
Yeah.
And I was like, that sounds so fun. Why don't we just do our whole podcast on that?
Yeah.
And off
the rest is history.
It was born, yes.
Yeah, we literally like came up with the name, the tagline, everything on that road trip.
We have to give the tagline friend Justin.
Justin came up with it for us.
We were like, we don't know. Oh, he came up with the name too. We were like, we don't know what to name it. And he's like, well, why don't you go off script? And then our whole intro, we basically quoted him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And so
verbatim.
Yes. Yeah, so thanks, Justin.
Love you. Do you listen?
Probably not. Rude.
All right. This is a perfect segue.
Oh, good.
Allie, yeah. You've said you were not much of a reader before the pod. What made you agree to do the podcast it involves reading?
Yes. Well, I have always, like I said, first off, it clicked with my, because I did it with my students. Mm-hmm. And then I've always wanted to be a reader. Mm-hmm. It's really a time thing and like a me management thing. Like, when I am done for the day, one, reading makes me tired. So I just like would fall asleep if I read it. And then two, I want to watch my shows.
Yeah.
And so I just choose not to read. But I've always been interested in more books. So then I was like, okay, I can do this. And then I got to like the second Harry Potter. I was like,
I can't do this.
I can't. But I can do it audiobook style. And then sure enough, and then, hey, I mean, it works. Like, I wish I was like strengthening my reading.
Yeah. Next question is for me, so I'll let you read it.
Okay. So Bree, what is your all-time favorite book?
This one's easy. The Great Gatsby.
Oh, why?
I love that book. I think the first time I read it too was just a great experience for me. It was in high school, and it was for honors English, and we had just finished Grapes of Wrath, which was a book that I read one paragraph of the chapter and based the rest of my papers on what the paragraph was and hoped I was kind of close. And like at that point in time, what she was having us do was each person like took a chapter and read it and had to present it to the class. So I obviously read my chapter, and thankfully it was one of the ones that was like 2 pages long about a stupid turtle crossing the street. And that book is the most boring book in the planet. And so The Great Gatsby was right after it. And I did not want to read it. I was like, with how boring Grapes of Wrath just was. And I had been excited for Grapes of Wrath because it's a famous classic. Mm-hmm. So I was like, yes. And I knew The Great Gatsby was a classic too. So I was like, no, this book sucked. I don't want to do it. So we get our books. I go home. I'm like, I just really did not do well with Grapes of Wrath. I should try my best to not just read a paragraph and go based off of that. Let's do this. And we were only supposed to read one chapter for the next day. I ended up reading like 5.
Wow.
I was like, oh, I like this book. It's also really short, so it's quick and easy read. And then I guess Gatsby's like Heathcliff.
Oh, great. So,
except for he's a likable Heathcliff.
Okay.
He's pining for a girl, but he's Mr. Fancy.
I definitely read it in high school.
Yeah.
I can't remember a lot of it.
Well, it is my first book in August. Oh, now that I get to pick them, that's the first one that we're doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. So, Great Gatsby. Which is funny because you would also think that my favorite book would be the one that, like, got me into reading. But, no.
I know. What was that?
Actually, I remember. I do not remember the title of it, but I checked it out from my elementary school library, like, 6 times. And it was a book about little doll people. And I cannot remember. It was just like about a family of dolls, and you followed the oldest daughter. I can't remember anything about the story, but I just remember being so fascinated by it because it was like, it wasn't like dolls with like moving arms. It was one of the dolls that's like a cylinder with a ball on top of its head.
Okay.
And I probably read that like 30 or 40 times.
Wow.
In elementary school. Yeah. Anytime I would check it out, get it, read it, return it, get a different book. Get that one, check it out, read it, return it.
See, in elementary school, I wasn't a strong reader.
Nah.
And so I never was super into reading.
Yeah.
Shocking, I wasn't a strong reader. But I do remember the Junie B. Jones books and the Magic Treehouse books. Oh.
Mary-Kate and Ashley books, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was upset. I would, when I would go to bed, I would read books to go to bed. I would also put them under my pillow. And so we would have to put away stacks and stacks of books after like weeks, because I would just keep piling up and get cranks in my neck or whatever.
Oh my gosh.
And I would always, like, I would voice Mary Kate and Ashley in my head, and like they had one that was set in Britain, so I would do it with a British voice.
Oh my gosh, that's so cute. Yeah, yeah. I don't think I've ever read a Mary Kate and Ashley book.
Oh, they're so good. Oh. I loved them.
Oh, maybe I'll have to get some variety.
Especially the, I loved the Sweet 16 ones too. When they, oh, I think those are based off of the book or the movie though, because they have like New York Minute is a book, but I think movie came out and then the book.
Oh, well, we have to check.
Yeah.
Do Mary Kate and Ashley book.
Hell yeah, we will. Are you kidding me? I love them.
It's awesome.
Yeah. But also, I guess A Series of Unfortunate Events was really my first series.
Oh, that
got me big into it.
I only read the first three, maybe four.
What's funny is I've read them all except for the last one. Like, to this day, I haven't read the last one. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. But I was obsessed with that series, and like I would read them all, and then the next one would come out, so then I would read them again, and then read the new
one.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. So.
All right.
I have a few different books like that.
Okay. So, do you prefer to read books or watch movies? Not the adaptations, but just in general, if you sat down, would you want to read a book or would you want to watch a movie?
Listen, I think you're trying to kill me.
Mine's easy. I would rather watch a movie.
Yeah. Me, it's hard because I am a film major and I'm a bookworm. I honestly think it just depends on the day. Some days I have days where I want to just sit and read, and some days I have days where I just want to sit and watch a movie. I don't have a straightforward, it's this.
I don't know if she'll accept that answer.
She won't, and I hate her for it. I like to do both.
You are only allowed for the rest of your life to either read a book or read books or watch movies.
Okay. Easy. Read books.
Okay. There you go.
Because my thought process is at some point in my life, hopefully I'll be editing movies, and I hate watching my own work. So I won't ever want to watch my movies. Oh my god, but then I'll never get to watch Star Wars.
You can read the books.
Okay, yeah, I'll read.
Okay, there you go. Alyssa says, I know you guys compare books to movies, but have you ever thought of comparing movies to real life stories?
Why, yes, I have. I have. I don't know if Allie has. Have you?
Like, give me an example.
Like The Blind Side, Social Network, King Richard.
Those aren't books, too?
No. It's just like The Blind Side is about Sandra Bullock's character's life.
I thought it was a book, too. Like, I knew it was a true story, but I thought it was on. They wrote it as well. So, no they didn't. No. Oh, well, then, yeah, I think that would be fun.
I've kind of added some books to our list that are
sort of like that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, where there's movies that are kind of about it.
Okay, so they're not just true life stories. It's not like Maddie, Two Kisses for Maddie.
Yeah. No.
So it would be also a story.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So would we how would we do that? Would we do the research to find out the truth of the story?
Oh, well, yeah.
Oh, so there's like homework now involved? You know, because reading and watching movies isn't homework.
And all we have to do is find the Wikipedia page.
Wikipedia can be misleading, according to our seventh grade writing teachers.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think that would be fun. I would actually probably be less homework than reading the book.
Yeah, because books are,
Maybe we'll start adding, we should add one to every season.
Yeah. Okay. I think I would love to do King Richard because I am a tennis player, guys, and when I watched that movie, oh my gosh.
I wanted to see it. I never watched it.
It was so good. It made me love Serena 10 times more than I already did.
Wow. Okay. I say, so we already have season 2 all set up, but maybe starting season 3, we'll add a story in.
Maybe. Except for season 3 is pretty locked tight, too. Oh. So season 4?
We'll see what we can do. Next question. Bree, you said you have a film degree. When watching movies for the podcast, what specifically are you looking for?
Specifically for the podcast, I am watching it to compare to the book. There actually hasn't been a movie yet that we've watched that's taken me so... Homeward Bound.
Well, we haven't done that one yet.
No, but I can still tell.
You can a little bit.
There haven't been many movies that have taken me so far out of watching for the comparison to sit there and think about how it's made, except for Homeward Bound. That was the only one so far. So I'm not really going in and looking for like, oh, I see how they did this, or oh, I see how they did that. I mean, I can appreciate when a movie does things well or edits well, has great cinematography and things like that when I'm just comparing, but I'm not going into it specifically for that. If I leave with that feeling, great. That's absolutely how I know that a movie is great. If I leave going, I loved how that was edited. That's also how I determine if movies are shit, because I will sit there and only think about how they made it.
I like, I'm sure you don't go in looking for this, but I've noticed that you, whenever I share a continuity error catch, you're like, oh yeah, I noticed that. And I'm like, oh well. These are things I wouldn't notice. And she's like, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, no, I don't go into that for that. I just catch them all the time.
Yes.
Allie.
Yep.
How do you manage the pod while also being a mom? Alyssa is impressed.
Oh, well, thank you, Alyssa. That makes me feel good because, man, I've run around like a chicken with my head cut off because it's, like, not easy. I guess audiobooks, for sure, are the only way I can even imagine. Even if I was a fast reader like Bree, she's like, yeah, I got to sit down for a couple hours and read today. I'm like, how do you have a couple hours just to sit there? So, like, mine are... I'm listening in the car when I'm taking my kids to gymnastics. I'm listening while I'm doing laundry. I'm like, that's how I get the books done. When it comes to recording them, unfortunately,
it's like, tough.
It's hard.
That's why we record way in advance.
Way in advance and way late at night. So when we're like, oh, I'm so tired.
Yeah, that's rough for me, especially on days when I wake up right at 3 in the morning.
Like, sometimes we get a record in the afternoon, but it's very rare.
Yeah.
And I know I kind of feel bad for doing that to Bree, but I'm glad she understands.
Yeah.
And like, I just don't want to, you know, use my parents as being like all the time being like, hey, I got to go record. Even though they know they support me, I'm sure they would start supporting me a little less every time. But my dad is now retired, so I'm sure it'll be a little bit easier to be like, hey, Dad, watch your grandkids today. I'm going to go record. So hopefully maybe we can start doing that during the day a little more.
Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah. But so, anyways, I guess my answer is it is very hard, but I make it work somehow.
Yeah.
So, you single mamas out there, you can do
whatever it too. You put your mind to.
Yep.
I guess that's anyone, huh?
Yes, I guess.
All right. Alyssa saw on Instagram, hopefully you all saw too, that we are now recording in a studio. Is this why the audio is much better? And how did we get the studio?
It's funny, she sent you that question before we started recording in the studio.
Yeah, but we posted about it.
I know, but the audio wasn't...
Oh, yeah, no. The audio you had been hearing that was great, Alyssa, was us figuring our shit out.
We were recording with one mic then, which... Yeah,
was a pain.
It's a pain in the butt.
To
but
edit.
It did sound better.
Yeah. But the studio has now... I think it sounded great.
Yes. Yeah, I think it's fun.
Mm-hmm. And studio is...
In quotes.
Like, yeah, for lack of a better term. It's the jam room in my house. That's my dad's recording room because he works on music. And he so graciously has let us use all of his equipment to do our podcast.
Yes. So we have upgraded from my bedroom
to... my guest bedroom, kind of.
But it's our studio, and we're calling it that.
Yeah. All right. Alyssa has asked, at the end of each pod, you guys thank Ashley McGee for the artwork and Adam Daniel for the theme song. How did they come up with the artwork and music, and how do you know them? Well, Adam Daniel is my dad.
Yes.
So he, the song that we currently have is something that he just had laying around because, like I just said, he works on music. And so he always has 20 songs laying around that he's been working on. And he basically was like, look at my backlog and see if one fits. And I played that one. I was like, this works. But we're actually working with him to get a new theme song made.
Yeah.
So
it'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Because, like, I personally, Bree's like, does this sound good? Does this sound good? And I cannot hear individual elements because it'll be like the drums. And then she'll play like the bass and then the guitar. And I can't hear them individually to know if I like them. So I'm really no help. I'm sitting here like, yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah. Because my dad, while he's going to help us write it, he really wants us to be involved in making it. But me and Allie do not write music, so we're kind of like, what's going on? Like, because I grew up around this, I kind of can tell what's going to sound good together and what's not. But at the same time, I'm like, I hope my dad can make this sound like something good. We started off with this beat that it was called, like, something about rappers from the 90s, and I was so excited. It was so good. But then we started playing with other instruments, and I right away, once we found some other ones we liked, I was like, our beat doesn't work with this, unfortunately.
Nope.
So
yeah. Our goal is season 3 of a new theme song for you guys.
Hopefully.
Yes.
Fingers crossed.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So that's Adam Daniel. Mm-hmm. Ashley McGee.
She was a friend of mine forever. So her husband, Justin, who we've mentioned a few times,
In this episode.
Yeah. He's the one who helped come up with our name. He was Cameron's, like, best friend. They met in college. He was the best man at our wedding and everything like that. And his wife is Ashley. And so her and I became really close because our husbands were super close. And so we knew she liked to draw, and she does.
I got introduced in July to them. And then we just, like, hit it off.
July 2021.
Yeah. And we hit it off. We all became really close. Mm-hmm. And Ash, her passion is drawing. And she doesn't do it as often as she would like, in the capacity that she would like. And so we wanted to give her an opportunity to showcase her art.
Mm-hmm. And so now, if you listen to our end credits, we actually
changed it to Madame Ashen because that's her company.
Yeah. And so, yeah. And we're grateful for her.
Yes. And basically, we told her what we wanted. I wanted to be a cartoon. So I said, can you draw me and Allie like a cartoon?
Yeah.
And we gave her the elements that we wanted in it and let her have free reign on how it ended up.
And we loved it.
Yeah. And I feel like everyone else has too.
Everyone, they've been nice about it. They haven't told us she does. They don't like it.
Good point. Also, we have stickers if you guys want them. So
we do. Send us a message.
Yeah.
So we still have a couple more questions, but we will save those.
Yeah.
And if you guys have questions,
send them in.
Please.
Or if you know us, text us them.
Yes. We would love to include questions from
fans.
Yes.
Fans. I know that sounds weird. But what else?
Fans.
We're so famous.
Yes. So we really don't know what these episodes are going to be like. They're going to be totally random. Like, today was a Q&A. We might do, like, random things in other ones. It's going to be
just debate. I plan on having a full-on debate with her about Team Jacob or Team Edward during our Twilight series.
Yes.
If she ends up on Team Jacob.
Yeah. Crap is going to hit the fan.
Yep.
So anyway.
Podcast's going to be over. I won't be able to work with someone who's Team Jacob. Sorry, Alyssa. Alyssa is, in fact, Team Jacob. I am Team Edward.
All right. I'm going to come to you, Alyssa, when I need some pointers when I have to debate this girl.
That's if we do that.
Yes.
If you're team Edward.
You're so hard to debate, though, because there is no swaying your mind. And nope. You're just like, okay. And then I'm like, oh, no. Okay, you're right. So I'm going to lose every debate we do, you guys. So.
I mean, there's some things.
No, I'm going to lose them all.
Team Edward? No.
We'll see what happens. But anyways, so yeah, send us ideas if there's like things you want us to not even like question and answer, but like if you have a suggestion for
or
something.
A fun idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to stick to half hours, but we can do a lot in a half hour.
We really can.
Yeah. So that was it.
Yeah. Easy peasy, guys.
Tune in next week.
Hope you enjoyed it. Tune in Monday for our full-length episode.
Yes.
And then next Wednesday for another fun mini-sode.
Yep. All right, you guys. That was fun.
Yes, it was.
Okay, see ya.
Bye.
Thanks for sticking with us. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you subscribed, rate, and reviewed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shoutouts to Madam Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast. See you next time!
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticism to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.